morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the PEDAR call. On the call, we have Alan Greenberg, Barry Cobb, Jeff Eckhouse, Michele Nilon, Mikey O'Connor, Olivia Hope, James Bladel, Mason Cole, Paul Dias, Cheryl Langdonor, Olivier Crapin-Leblanc, and Ron Wickersham. And for staff, we have Margie Milam, Marika Cornix, and myself, Glenda Century. Thank you very much, Alan. Over to you, Glenn.
And I will open the floor for Marika, who has her hand up.
This is Marika. I'm not sure why I have my hand up. I'm taking it down.
You just wanted to get our attention.
Maybe to wish everyone Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much. All right. What I'd like to do today is go over, for hopefully the last time in a general manner, the list of recommendations that we're looking at and their status, and very quickly do that, and then come to some understanding about how we're going to set the consensus level that we have. As you will no doubt recall, the working group rules say we cannot restrict the polling, as it were, to just those on calls, and we need to involve everyone on the mailing list. And I'm assuming what we'll do is a simple poll of yes, you agree, no, you don't agree on each of the items as we come up with more detailed wording of them. Michele?
Hello?
Yeah, Michele, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know whether it's the phone line or my phone that's acting weird. Just a question to satisfy my own curiosity and possibly to see if I'm losing my mind. Has 58 joined this group as a new arrival, or where did he come from? Like, I know who Olivier is, obviously, but I don't remember.
I will hazard a guess that as the new chair of the ALAC, he is enlisting himself in pretty much all of the working groups, but I'll let him speak for himself.
Or not.
Olivier, are you here?
And the first thing he's going to have to try and find is the unmute button, and he's found it. Yes, Alan, thank you. I am here indeed, to immerse myself, I guess, in all of the working groups and find out what's going on the floor and find out by myself. So I won't be saying much, but I'll be listening, if that's okay with you. Thank you.
That's fine with me.
Just as a point of process, though, if Olivier is joining the group, shouldn't he be providing an SOI and a DOI?
He most certainly should, and I'm assuming he will or has.
I most certainly will. if you just send me, do I just send it to Glenn?
Yeah, and it's Cheryl here, Olivier. If you're going to spread yourself as thinly as I certainly tried to do, it's a really good idea just to get Glenn and whoever else is running them in the other SOs to just repopulate the one you do across the board and modify it as needs for any particular work group that has a slightly different requirement, because you're going to have to be living in a goldfish bowl now.
As I understand, Glenn has already got a copy of my SOI for other working groups, so perhaps she can get it off file.
I have indeed, Olivier. If you want to keep that one, I'm happy to publish it for this group as well.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. All right, back to where we were a moment ago. So in terms of the process to arrive at the level of consensus, is that agreeable that essentially as we finish with the item within this group, that we'll do a poll, we'll try to group them together so it's not too annoying, and to assess the actual formal level of consensus within the group. Does that sound reasonable, Ron?
Yes, this is Ron Wickersham. My only concern is if you limit it absolutely to yes and no, we will get into the same thing that we did prior, where someone has a minor issue with the way the question was worded, and then skews the voting to where it almost doesn't represent the consensus. So I think we need to, with, you know, understanding that it makes the chairs work a lot harder to have the comments, it's almost necessary to have the comments for each question in order to assess how close and if there is a compromise way offer available, even though that may involve even more than one vote. But it may be the fastest way to get to consensus.
Okay, Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. It's something that we've done for one of the other working groups where we've also polled members on draft recommendation was to add the option, I don't agree, but I could agree if the following change would be made, so allowing people to, you know, indicate whether indeed they just disagree completely with the recommendation or whether they have a suggestion or an alternative that would allow them to accept the recommendation as is, and in that way the group can then discuss if that change or edits that are made to the recommendation or if these are acceptable to everyone or whether, you know, minority position would need to be created. So that might be a way of not having just yes and no, but allowing for some flexibility and input while taking the poll.
Yeah, thank you, Marika. Yes, I'm Cheryl agrees on the on Adobe. I certainly have no problem with that, and I support it. I will hope that to the extent that people are on these calls, that we will try to hash out the variances ahead of time, but I would not want to lose consensus or lose a general consensus because of some specific wording which might be acceptable to others as well. So, yes, we to the extent possible, given that we want to complete this in a relatively limited time, but we don't want to jeopardize the quality of the work either. I can certainly see that we should give that a go and see how it goes. Any other comments on the consensus process? It will require that we be pretty diligent about answering these things so that we can move forward with them and not take too long. Any other comments on that?
Yeah, Alan, it's Jeff here.
Yes, Jeff, go ahead.
Okay, I think maybe you pointed it out in your email, and I just wanted to just discuss it is, or maybe it's you have it planned and I'm jumping the gun, but the different levels and just define terminology for it.
We will do that. I'm not going to try to do it now off the top, but we will be identifying what those levels are.
Okay. Oh, you don't want to do it on. Okay, I thought there was something you wanted to do on the call. No problem.
No. I don't think it's necessary since we're not going to be taking a consensus call on this call. I think we'll need to identify them and make sure everyone has them. They're right out of the working group rules, so it's not a secret handshake that we're developing ourselves.
Okay. Can that be sent then to the list? Because I always think about that. I think because there's always been sort of ambiguous about, you know, consensus, strong support, unanimous consensus, all those different terms. So could I just ask if that could be sent to the list?
I'm sure we can, and Marika has her hand up, so let's let her speak.
Yeah, this is Marika. Actually, the charter of this working group identifies that indeed work is going on new working group guidelines, but this working group is still supposed to work under the old designations of consensus, which are unanimous consensus position, rough consensus position, a position where a small minority disagrees, but most agree, strong support but significant opposition, and minority viewpoints. I'll post them now as well in the Adobe Connect. So unless the group feels strongly that they would want to work under the new working group guidelines, but these are still, they have just been submitted to the GNSO Council, and they haven't even been approved yet, and they'll probably go for another round of public comment. So it might be premature to work according to those. But if the group would want to do so, I think the appropriate thing would be to, you know, take that back to the council because it would require changing the charter.
To the extent that right now the only ones we have are the ones in our charter, I think as, you know, if the GNSO approves the new ones very quickly, we can seek guidance as to whether they apply retroactively to us or not. I'm not quite sure about that. I think our charter implies that they will. Go ahead.
Just on the quickness, because I think as it's looking now, the motion that has been submitted asks for a 21-day public comment period that would open after the next council meeting, which is on the 13th of January, provided that the motion gets adopted. Then after that 21 days, we'll need to review what comments have been received. If there are substantial comments, these probably would go back to the PPSC. If there are no substantial comments, then it would go to the council for discussion and adoption. So it might still take a bit of time. So
okay. So you're saying if we meet our deadline, we will not be using the new rules.
Right.
Well, there's a target for us then to complete before we have to think about the new rules. There's some discussion going on. Cheryl, do you want to say anything, or do you just want us to read what you wrote when we have a chance?
I'm just in rampant agreement with what Maria is saying. We have what we have in the charter.
Okay.
We have what is in the charter. I personally prefer the new ones. I was instrumental in writing them. Obviously, I personally prefer the new ones, but we have what we have.
Okay.
So as long as we all have a shared knowledge of what we have, we should be able to move forward.
Anything else on that part? Marika, if you can send us a link in any case on the list, just so each of us can pull them up readily when we need them over the next few weeks, it'll help. Jeff, apparently it wasn't clear to any of us, or at least to most of us, so thank you for bringing it up. All right. What else do we need to do other than go through the list? Was there anything else on our agenda? I did ask for volunteers, and so far I got one to work with me on wording of recommendations as we go forward. If there's anyone else, I'd like, if possible, a registrar and another user as my sounding board. So if we could have volunteers as we go along, I'd appreciate it. It doesn't have to be done now. James?
Volunteering.
Ah, okay.
I must help you with that at some stage, James. You seem to be doing that a lot lately. There is a cure.
Mikey?
Same here. Just volunteering.
Okay, then we have our full contingent, at least as all we need, although others are welcome. But I think we have everyone represented at this point now. All right. Is there anything else on our agenda? As I mentioned in the email, I would like comments from people, preferably via email, but they could also be vocally next at our next meeting next week on the statistics and the essential proposal that James put out during the Cartagena meeting. But I don't want to discuss that right now. And is there any? Is there any other issue that we need to talk about regarding the overall schedule that was suggested, that is to try to have the final report ready in essentially 6 weeks from today? It's a very aggressive time schedule. I think we can do it, but we may end up with some snags. But I think our target should be to try to do that. To that end, I believe, Marika, have you distributed your current version of the draft final report? I know I saw a copy, and I don't remember if it was posted on our wiki or not.
This is Marika. Yes, it's posted on the wiki.
Okay.
But I can circulate it again through the email list, because it's, I think, hidden in some of the previous meeting agenda, so I'll resend that to the list.
Okay, if you could, and try to remind people as pointedly as possible that this is the time we should be reading it, not the day before it has to go to press. So for the parts of it that are either already finished but still need a review for the final version, that is everything except the actual recommendations, it would be useful if people read it carefully ahead of time Last time we had a large number of changes that were being suggested at the very last moment, and this is a far better time to do it than at that point. So I would appreciate that.
This is Marika. Do you maybe want to give people a deadline for attitude report to put a little bit more pressure, noting that, of course, the recommendations, it's a separate part and it's, you know, part of a separate effort?
We probably should. I would say no. If we say no later than 3 weeks from today, or 2.5 weeks to give you a chance to do any comment, any changes, does that sound reasonable to people, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm more than reasonable in terms of that. I was just wondering what Marika might have thought about also asking people, as we did in some of the work teams that we broke up in the new work group guidelines together, where we encourage people to put comments on a wiki on the draft as well. So we it was easier to aggregate them, but that's really up to Marika. I just want to ask if that.
People in this group seem to have felt more comfortable doing comments in a Word document, and I have no particular, I don't have a real strong preference either way. So whatever Marika can work with, but more important, I think, is to make sure that people actually do it. So I'm happy to be flexible in terms of how we get things if Marika is also. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm perfectly happy to be flexible on that. I mean, my preference as well, Word document or an email. So what I'll do is include line numbers as well in that draft, so people can as well say, I don't agree with what in line, you know, 5, or there's a spelling mistake in line 200. That makes it easier for me to track that down. If people want to, you know, post stuff on the wiki, that's fine too. It's more, sometimes more difficult to find the right spot then and as well, because it doesn't, when you do the formatting or the tracking changes there, it makes it more challenging, but as people prefer.
If I can suggest then, go ahead, Cheryl.
Line numbers is an excellent way forward. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would add a version number on the front page of each document, and preferably in the foot on the footing, so we don't have to, you know, put along, you know, the document of February 12th, 14, you know, 19, whatever, 2000 something. Just the version number makes it much easier to definitively identify a specific line. Okay. If we can go on to the actual, do we do, let's see. I guess I'm going to ask for some merit. Is there merit in actually going through the recommendations now, or do people feel generally comfortable with them? We're nearing our half-hour mark where we lose a couple of people. And I had originally suggested that we go through them. I'm not sure that there's a lot to be gained at this point, since most of the people on this call have generally participated in the previous calls, which resulted in the general agreement and consensus that we had. Strong feelings, worth going through it now or not? Yeses or noes? No one cares.
We care. I need to remind you what hour it is in my world.
Sorry, I didn't hear that, Cheryl.
Or do I need to remind you what hour it is in my world?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes, fine.
Care.
You do. It's been a month since I've been on a call from you, so I forget.
That's my other call coming in, Alan.
Okay. My inclination at this point, unless someone feels there's a great merit in going over them, is to simply ask people to read them again, and if you strongly disagree with any of the items, put something on the mailing list really soon. Otherwise, we're going to assume that the items that we generally thought we had consensus on, we do, and I will start working on final recommendations and wording on them. Seeing no disagreement, and knowing that James also has to leave in a moment, I'd like to thank you for attending, and we will start working in earnest at our next call. I'm sorry I had to call this one a rather short one due to other commitments. And I love the turnout we got, and I hope we can maintain it for the next couple of weeks. Any other issues to raise? Seeing none, then I look for comments on email on any of the items in our recommendation list, if people do have specific comments, and on reactions to the data, statistics that James sent around last month. I thank you all for coming.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shirley?
Yes, one second, please.